morning, everyone. Namum Myoho Renge Kyo. Thank you for being here. This Go shows that there's going to be a two or three Go shows in a row here that are going to be not very long, but a little different in nature. I know I talk about how Nichiren has these different audiences for his letters, right? Some are very doctrinal and teaching. Some are, here I go again with my beads, some are much more personal. Well, what we're going to read here, what we're going to go through in the next few Go shows are more along the personal line. I dare I say, although I think all of them have a certain tender nature to them, this next one certainly, it's a reminder of how to conduct ourselves in our practice, really, because as we've discussed before, Nichiren's time is one of tremendous upheaval in Japan. Natural disasters, earthquakes and the like, but also famine, drought, disease, to say nothing of the invasions from the Mongols and China. A lot of death, a lot of battling, a lot of serious authoritarianship. So, you know, not an easy time to live. Although that may sound cliche, this letter specifically addresses women and a specific woman. But it starts out quite poetic. And the first paragraph really kind of lays out in a very gentle, wonderful way, the state of women in 13th century Japan. Not unlike everywhere else in the world, where a woman's value was essentially just property until she was married. Until she had a husband, she really had no real value. And so women's value was tied closely with the stature of their husbands, right? But Nichiren uses that in a very tender way. And so this is a letter of thanks. This woman stitched together a summer robe for Nichiren. And any offering to Nichiren is seen as an offering to the Lotus Sutra, because this is Nichiren's whole life, is to promote and promulgate the Lotus Sutra as the ultimate teachings of Buddhism. So if you offer Nichiren any kind of support, whether it be food or clothing or whatever, housing, you are in your own way making a dedication to see the promulgation of the Lotus Sutra continue, right? So without any further analysis on that regard, let's just read the letter, and I think you'll see why I say this. Okay, this is called The Offering of an Unlined Robe. Unlined meaning simply it's for warmer weather, right? It wouldn't be a great insulator against the cold, but it's an insulator against warmer weather, so on. You know what it means. All right, it starts. A woman is like water, which takes on the shape of its container. A woman is like an arrow, which is fitted to the bow. A woman is like a ship, which is dependent on its rudder. Therefore, if her husband is a thief, a woman will become a thief. And if her husband is a king, she will become the consort. If he is a man of goodness, she will become a Buddha. Not only this life, but also the life to come depends on her husband. Now, you modern women, take note, this is not an insult to women. This is actually a very tender recognition of this woman's importance. If her husband's good, she'll become a Buddha. it's quite a slingshot of life there, isn't it? So please don't hear this negatively. He's just honoring the cultural realities of the day. But this is quite poetic. I thought it was very beautiful. He continues. At the same time, Hyono Saimon is a votary of the Lotus Sutra. So now he's talking about her husband. No matter what may happen, because you are Saimon's wife, the Buddha must acknowledge you as a woman of the Lotus Sutra. And moreover, you have aroused resolve of your own accord and have sent me an unlined robe for the sake of the Lotus Sutra. So he's, on the one hand, honoring the social structures of the day, because that would have been a meritorious thing for him to say to her. But at the same time, he's going outside the cultural realities of the day and saying, you've made your own commitment to the Lotus Sutra. So you're not going to become a Buddha just because you're dragging along behind your husband. You have your own merit here as an individual. That's quite a thing to say, actually, if you want to appreciate Nichiren's modernism in the 13th century. That's pretty powerful for him to say. He goes on, there are two kinds of votaries of the Lotus Sutra, sages and ordinary people. Sages tend to be depicted in Buddhist scholarship as what we might say in the West as superhuman. In other words, there's a good dose of folklore behind their abilities, because that's the way to teach what honor looks like, what merit looks like, what aspiration to be looks like, right? Because we know sages and ordinary people are the same thing. Like, we know that Buddhahood and Buddhaness exist in all of us, but as a teaching, to display the qualities of a sage goes beyond just ordinary living through life. So it's a teaching tool. But anyway, he goes on. The sage peels off his skin and uses it to copy the Lotus Sutra passages. And there we go with the folklorish kind of thing. But it's an indicator of the type of dedication to something that really awakens the senses in ordinary, quote unquote, people, right? If ordinary persons offer their only robe to the votary of the Lotus Sutra, the Buddha will acknowledge it as an offering equal to peeling off their skin. Do you see now how that works? So it's a depth of conviction and meaning. Since your online robe has been offered to the Buddhas of the 69,384 characters that make up the Lotus Sutra, it is 69,384 robes. Since it's an offering, so this is an interesting way for Nichiren to explore the meaningfulness of getting this robe. On the one hand, could be just a simple offering and a very gracious thing to do. But on the other hand, because it's a support to Nichiren's entire life of proselyzing the Lotus Sutra, she is in fact supporting that the spread of the Lotus Sutra. So she herself takes on the role of Nichiren. And so by supporting Nichiren, she commits the ultimate expression of support for the Lotus Sutra. And we've already discussed how the Lotus Sutra, every character in the Lotus Sutra, is a representation of that Buddha-ness. It's because it is the efficacy, the ultimate method of awakening Buddha nature, then every single one of its words and characters is in itself an expression of that Dharma, of that experience of Buddhahood. So this is why he says 69,384 characters. If she is supporting the promulgation of the Lotus Sutra, sorry, my mouth's not working really well. She's supporting every single character. And as we've discussed, characters, these calligraphies, aren't simply like English words. They're very conceptual in nature. So that's even more reason to speak in this way about the characters that make up the Lotus Sutra, because it isn't just the characters themselves, but their intercombination. The language structure of these ancient languages are very tonal, as well as they're very interrelated. So characters, the meaning of each character is molded by the characters that surround it, not only in small passages like words, but in sentences and so forth. We touch on this in modern languages a little bit, words in context, but it's much more involved in these older languages. And since, he continues, since every one of these 69,384 Buddhas is made up of the 69,384 sutra characters, it is as though you have offered that many robes to each of them. To illustrate, if a spark as small as a bean is set to a single blade of grass in a spring field of 1,000 square ri thick with grass, it becomes an immeasurable boundless blaze. Such is also the case with this robe. Though only one robe, it has been offered to the Buddhas of all the characters of the Lotus Sutra. Be firmly convinced that the benefits from this will extend to your parents, your grandparents, even to countless living beings, not to mention your own husband, whom you hold most dear. So, again, I have to say, this is, we don't read a lot of letters like this from Nietzsche, although it's touching to know that this sage, this bodhisattva Nietzsche, who is constantly writing and responding to debates with the government, debate with other schools, debate with the educated and those that would like to drive him out, the tremendous responsibility and work that he does in his scholarship to make room and to redress and correct the path of Buddhism, which is very much involved with the politic of the nation, right? Because the two are so interrelated. This is a very, very busy man going through. In addition, he's not sitting in a lofty office doing this. He's being chased, he's being attacked, he's being exiled, and still doing this work, and still takes the time to reach out to followers. Doesn't matter their position in society, their import. This is a very tender thing for him to spend some time creating such a lovely document, a lovely letter of acknowledgement and assurance. He still has the Lotus Sutra in mind here as a teaching, but he does it in such a tender, I keep using that word, but really a tender way. It speaks a lot to the character of Bodhisattva Nietzsche, right? And this is why I say it's kind of an exemplar for us to understand that no matter how much how preoccupied we might be in our lives with the business of our lives, we have to take time to acknowledge the little things that really mean a lot more to us than we might at first acknowledge. You know, the little benefits that we have in life that we take for, or would tend to take for granted. He takes time to acknowledge those things as just as important as everything else he's done. It's quite an example. And so, that's it. That's just a short letter, but it's so full of meaning and an exemplar again for us to follow. So with that, thank you so much. This this whole endeavor would be meaningless without you guys. So you support every character of the Lotus Sutra. That's amazing. You know, take time to acknowledge yourself. Okay? And with that, take care of your health these days especially. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. I so much appreciate your participation. Watch this podcast wherever you get your podcast. You don't watch it, you listen to it, Sylvain. And you can download it and listen to it at your leisure. And if you can, support in other ways. All the links are on the videos or at my website, threefoldlotus.com. And with that, one last thank you, and we'll see you in the next one. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo.